our Rostrum Agony Aunt Tina Koumarianos for Ask Tina. Tina, good morning and welcome to the morning show.
Well, good morning, Adrian, and welcome to the morning show.
So nice to see you again.
Oh, we have you there. Sorry, I lost you there for a second. Now, okay, we've lots to get through. Very, very busy Ask Tina slot today. So let me kick off, if I may, with this one. And it says, Dear Tina, I'm in my late 30s and have never been married, but if the right man came along, I'd be very happy. A couple of weeks ago, I attended a party in a pub for a man I had met socially some years ago. There were plenty of people there, and at the end of the evening, one of his friends came over and asked if I would meet him for a drink the following week, and he asked for my number. After I gave him my number, he said it would need to be late evening as he was working and he didn't want to go local, somewhere more secluded, and he didn't want me to discuss it with our mutual friend. As he was leaving, he said he would phone the following day. 6 days later, he telephoned saying he'd caught a cold and that's why he hadn't been in touch. Again, he suggested going for a drink late at night and somewhere out of the area. I became a little nervous and said I was with people and would call him back. That was yesterday, and he has called 3 times since, but I haven't answered the phone. What do you think I should do?
Run as fast as you can. I mean, the mere fact he was at a do with you all evening, and the stingy person, I was going to say a naughty word, wouldn't come up and offer to buy you a drink. That in itself is, he was able to seek you out at the end of the evening when you were leaving. It sounds to me like this gentleman may be married as he wants to meet you out of the area, although the late night thing is puzzling if he's trying to sneak out of the house on his wife. Most worrying is in a secluded area. What the hell is all that about? To go on a date with this man, I'd forget about the fresh breath mints and pack a machete and an Armalite rifle to give you a fighting chance, because he sounds beyond weird. Honey, trust me on this. You are not that desperate. And the way I see it, you would be more likely to go up the aisle in a box rather than in a wedding dress. Don't delete his number, as you need to know it's him who's phoning you. But should he persist, answer the call. Tell him the old saying, you snooze, you lose, and that you met somebody else during the week he was supposed to call, and leave it at that. If he persists, block his number. But write it down should you need to identify him, and tell your family and friends so they know just in case anything happens. I know this may sound extreme, but it's always much better to be safe than sorry. In other words, be prepared. And I hope you meet some lovely, lovely fellow. Happy hunting, and I don't mean with an Armalite rifle.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, that's scary.
It is scary.
But don't tell anyone.
What worried me about it was the opening line of her note, where she said, I'm in my late 30s, never been married, but if the right man came along, I'd be very happy.
Well, so that's it. And I thought, oh, geez, desperation is not attractive. And this could be, you know, very unattractive, what might happen to you. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell my friends. No, that's very weird. Give him a very wide berth. Cut him off completely.
Okay, let's move on to this one. This is interesting as well. My ex-partner asked his mother to message me, asking if he can have my phone number after nearly 4 years of silence. This was the third time he asked his mother to do this after being the one who broke off our relationship. There are mental health issues on both sides. He is over twice my age, and we go into very dark places when we're together. His mother's been in touch again recently, asking if I'll see him again, but I don't want the pain and upset. If he tried to get help, I might reconsider. Your advice, please.
He knows your phone number because his mother has it. The answer to all of the above is emphatically no. Everyone in life is entitled to a good, loving relationship, but when two people are so in need of calm, stable environment, this one is not a good idea, especially as you seem to be doing so much better on your own. Everything about this is wrong. He was not well when he started dating you when you were just 17 and vulnerable. honourable, and he was over twice your age. Now, when he's even older, he's getting his mother to try and sort out his dates and relationships with you again. This is absolutely not normal behaviour for a man of his age, and not something you need or can cope with, especially when there are mental health issues to consider on both sides. His mother must know what's going on when you're together, and it's not fair of her to try and share her problems with you when you're already struggling to sort out your own life. You are away from him now. That's a huge, huge step on your part, and not one you should retrace. There's nothing to be gained from rekindling this relationship except sadness and hardship, and those emotions are hard enough to contend with when you're in the hole of your health. Remember, this man is twice your age and you are still young. Managed carefully, you should have a much, much better life ahead of you without taking on all that extra worry and stress.
Absolutely. and that mother getting involved in that way is
very strange. Whole thing is wrong. Wrong.
Okay, let's move on then. And here's the next issue for you to deal with. Mm-hmm. I have a friend from years ago that always stuck up for me and had my back and has always been an important part of my life's weave. We didn't keep in touch, but are both now living in the same area again. From her family's account, she is not in a good place. I messaged her after seeing her one day and asked if she wanted to meet up for a walk or a coffee, but I never got a reply. I bumped into her today and she said hello, but later texted a sarcastic message about Mother Teresa and that she'd pass. I responded, "Forget it then." She's lost her children and house and has a very complicated backstory with family history. Should I just take the hint? She doesn't seem to have many people on her side. I know she's a good mother and has a big heart, but has always been swimming against the tide from a child. She's a strong swimmer, but I think she needs something to help her at the moment.
Sadly, it sounds to me like your friend has a mountain of problems, whether financial, mental or both, and her own family obviously know about them because they've spoken to you. The fact that she has had to battle all through her life since she was a child and then through her adult years, losing both her children and her home, is beyond cruel. Can any of us imagine how horrible and difficult that must be? A constant uphill struggle and real heartbreak for whatever reason, you know, this whole thing came about. You don't say why this happened, only that she was a good mother and a big heart, which is not easy going through what she's been going through. The thing is, life for her is far less than ideal, and meeting you, a lovely memory from her past, possibly in her mind exaggerated her present problems. Many people are so embarrassed by their own lives and situations, in some cases through absolutely no fault of their own, most especially if they see their family and friends doing well, or at least having a stable life. It's very difficult to remain cheerful. Possibly the thought of meeting up with you, no matter how close you were in the past, made her feel embarrassed because she wouldn't want to recount the disasters she may have been going through over the years. And then she'd have to sit and listen to your, what she may consider, ideal life, or you trying to portray a less than ideal existence just to make her feel better. I think you're a very caring person to worry about her enough to contact me for guidance, having been somewhat cruelly rejected by her. For this reason, I would text her just one more time, simply saying that you will never ever forget how kind she was to you when you really needed somebody all those years ago, and that you would like her to know that equally you're there for her at any time should she need a friend, and I would leave it at that. This leaves the door open to her to make contact at a later date if she feels like it, and makes clear that you have never forgotten her kindness in your time of need. More than that, you cannot do without her considering you to be interfering. I just the one last text and leave it at that. And that way she knows she can contact you again, but, you know, you're not being pushy.
Okay, final one, and we'll have to be fairly quick with this one. Tina, I was in a store recently, and when I got to the tills, I discovered to my horror that I'd been given a senior discount. Thinking the young teller had made a mistake and she might get into trouble, I pointed out the error to her. She replied, "Oh no, we give a senior discount to anyone we think may be over 60. I'm in my early 50s and have always believed that I looked youthful and attractive. I got so angry, I just took my messages and went home and cried. I was depressed for days afterwards." You would feel the same, wouldn't you? How should I have handled this so that it won't happen again?
No, I wouldn't feel the same. The only way to ensure you don't get senior discount is to announce before you purchase to the teller and wait in queue that you are only in your early 50s, which has nothing to do with your purchase and may make you seem quite mad. Now, come on. You said she was a young teller. Surely you remember when you were young, even in your early 20s, you thought everybody over 40 looked old and decrepit. Admit it, there was a time when you would have said you were older to get a drink in a bar or to get into an over 18s club or movie. Anger, crying and depression are not a rational reaction to receiving a senior discount. What is a more sensible reaction is to be delighted you got a few bob off, pocket the money and buy yourself something nice to celebrate. We don't mind tellers thinking we're old and giving us senior discounts. What we do mind is men thinking we're old and past our prime. Now that's the time to cry.
One thing I love doing actually when I'm at a checkout and I'm buying alcohol, for example, and the girl comes over and she has to put in the code, I always ask, "Well, you're not going to ask me for ID?" They always say, "No, I don't need your ID." Well, Tina Kumarianos, thank you very much indeed, as always, for joining us on the morning show this morning.
And can I just say one very quick thing?
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much to the lady from Glendalough Honey who gave my daughter a jar because she knows I've got a problem with my throat. I don't know who she is, but thank you so much. Very much appreciated.
Very good. Very good. That's